the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that may look like it's hosted by three cardboard cutouts, when in actual fact, we are real humans with feelings. We are, of course, 2SER's number two sports show and number seven political show. Joel Kasem is what my birth certificate reads. And as I said earlier, if you were listening, I am joined by two other humans. First up is a man who is currently on tour. It's Mick Rad.
Hey, brother, what's going on? Good Hello, to see brother. You both. I'm just chilling out in the old bar and bay. Yeah, just staying around, hanging out. Ooh, you.
What? Who are you trying to be?
You
I don't know.
A bar and bayer.
I'm Byron Bayer. I've been here for 5 days and I pretty much just am a local now. So I'm not coming back, guys. I'm staying here.
That's okay. Your internet connection's not too bad.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't think anyone needs to be anywhere right now. So you may as well just do what makes you happy.
Mind you, they don't like the 5G in Byron. So we're only on 4G. So it'll have to do.
Yeah. It does sound a little bit funny this week with you. I'm the only one recording with a microphone this week. Oh, no, Gabby, sorry, Gabby has one. A microphone. Sorry, yeah. Gabby. So
I'm a
sorry.
Bit dark here. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just reminding all the listeners that, yes, we are still doing this show via Zoom, which is an online video conferencing platform, which has now become the place that we record our show and broadcast it across the airwaves to you. It's a real mind fuck.
It is.
I wasn't going to say it, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to bloody say it.
When I go back and edit, I'll search for that pause, throw a beep in.
Yeah. You both were looking at me going, what's she going to do? What is she going to do?
I can't wait. And she did it.
Yeah.
Hey, also joining us is a woman who can definitely walk down a steady incline. It's Gabby Morris.
Hello. Wait, is this in reference to Mick slipping over last week?
No.
Trump.
Oh, Trump. He fell over?
He struggled with a ramp that was at a 1 degree angle.
Oh, it does sound
like really struggled. Yeah, I guess it does a little bit.
Comparing me to Trump? I mean, come on. Just because we're not in the same room and I can't defend myself. I don't think that's very fair.
So you're in Byron. You're currently on tour taking your show
on
the road.
You're doing it, Gabby Morris.
You are doing it, Gabby Morris, searching for the best internet.
I wanted to win the award for going the furthest north. So I actually went up to Tweed Head, so I think I'll win. I can't go
you
any
definitely
further.
Definitely win. You do win.
I'm actually, now I feel a bit like funny because Gabby's obviously been everywhere around New South Wales. Mick, you've gone to the top. I've done nothing. I've done every single episode from this exact same room with the exact same background.
And it's such a boring background.
It is nothing happening.
I know, it's so boring. You've done nothing.
Oh, come on.
And I think I've done the most bizarre recordings. I've done it at my nan's house. I've done it in the van. I've done it at multiple houses across New South Wales. Joel's just like, hey guys, it's me again. In my house with
room,
my
Joel?
Miniature cricket bat.
Yeah, I say I live in an apartment, but it's just the room. That door that you can see behind me is the front door and bathroom. It's both.
It's actually kind of cool because it means that Across the Park technically has been on tour. Like,
yeah,
we have been on a virtual tour.
We have.
Recording in all sorts of exotic locations.
Yeah, it's great.
I do like it.
It makes life so flexible.
Yeah. I mean, I miss the studio.
And be next to you guys. And I was thinking the other day, like, how weird and ironic it was at that time. Remember that time I was in the studio and I leaked the microphone accidentally?
Yes.
Like, what would happen if I did that now? Like, there would be biohazard alarms going off.
Yeah. I think it actually happened around this
maybe
time.
Maybe.
Right?
and I got really sick.
Yeah.
So we a weird flu. Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
I fully expected you to get COVID, Gabby, like during this time.
Hang on. Let's just, I think we need to really be aware that this is not over. That it's highly likely it could happen again. Yes. I could get it, sorry. And that there could be another second wave. So can you just shut your mouth?
All right.
I'm definitely going to get it. Everybody says I'm going to get it too because I get all the weird things. Far out.
You'll be okay. Just don't think about it.
I just don't want to lose my taste, sense of taste. That's just... Sounds terrible.
I've got sand all over me. I'm just living.
No, we don't want to know where the sand is, Rick.
Have you been for a swim?
Everywhere. You look.
Yeah. I went to the swim nearly every day. I haven't been today because it's a bit chilly and cloudy and stuff. But yeah, every day I've gone in the water, gone for a swim, tried to body surf, but the waves are a bit shit. And sort of like, unless you've got a board to go on, you can't really do anything. Like, because it's just like really shallow for ages, and then it just goes boom. Really deep and all the waves crashing you. I'm going to be hopeless.
One of the dorkiest explanations of how the surf is. It's like, you know, it's just like a bit shit. It's like long, short. Oh, yeah. And then just like. You fully look like classic Airbnb. Mick in the background of his video right now is just this like full on like stereotypical Airbnb beach house painting of just dolphins in the ocean. Like if you're not on a beach house and
if
there aren't any dolphins, then you know that you're not at a good beach house. Or totally. If there's no live life love, live life love. Oh God.
And as you said,
can you find something like that, Mick?
There's nothing else in this room. There is just a little arty beach picture. But no, nothing that says live life love or surf or, you know, Byron. I don't know.
It's not like
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Byron, you know, is well known for, you know, lots of things, a beach and surf and hippies and whatnot. But one of the biggest things it's known for is Chris Hemsworth. And he hangs around town. He comes down to town. He just walks around. Everyone just, like, looks at him because he's like an idol. He's like Thor, you know. He is Thor. He's just like
very similar to Thor. Very similar. Yeah. They look so similar.
I know. It's freaky. But what happened the other day is him and his brothers and some mates were running down Ewingsdale Road without any shirts on, just jogging, going for a jog. And it was like, it was causing accidents. Like cars were just stopping. It was like, ah! You know, like, it was just like ridiculous. Why would they do that? Even guys and girls, kids, elderly, doesn't matter who you are, you would turn your head and look and go, what?
Mickey, if I had a rig like that, I would never wear a shirt. Even in the middle of winter, it wouldn't matter.
But I haven't seen him personally yet. That's one of my aims before I go, is to see Chris.
Oh, you didn't see him when he was running around?
No, this is just a story that went around town. Everyone knew about it. I was like, oh my God, did you see Chris Hemsworth? Like, no, I missed it. But I know where his kids go to school.
That's what they say to the tourists every time they go, come to Byron.
Yeah.
I reckon every local's like, oh, have you seen Chris Hemsworth yet?
But yeah, I'm sure it's on the brochure, the trip tourist brochure, because
yeah, just Chris Hemsworth's rig.
What else is happening in Byron?
I'm relaxing.
You're just having a relaxing time, are you?
Relaxing, just going, swimming, walking, going to restaurants, hanging out with mates, and
all right.
Drinking,
I don't
drinking
think
a lot.
That much.
Look, stone and wood. Stone and wood, that's what I'm drinking. When in Byron, that's all you drink.
Okay.
And kombucha.
Kombucha. and I'm taking to drinking oat milk because all the milk around here, like the cow milk, just gives my guts the runs. So I'm going for oat milk and it's making it better.
Why would cow milk in Byron give you
guts the runs? There's a certain brand of milk that when I drink it, it makes my guts just turn like. It's like painful. It's only this one brand and this one's so. No, not at all. I can have usual milk, no worries. But this is one brand and this one sort of milk, which is everywhere in Byron because it comes from around here. And every cafe has got it. So I had it the first couple of days and went, oh my guts. And decided I can't have that milk anymore. And I have oat milk and I've been enjoying it. So
how good. It's what I drink in my coffee.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
It is the best. It's like, this is ridiculous. I love this show because we literally never speak about sport, and that's why I do it with you guys. But I'm all about oat milk because it's a really good milk alternative compared to like soy or almond. Not only is it sustainable, it's a really good environmental choice in terms of environmental impact, but it's like really sweet and creamy, which is what you want, like in comparison to like a cow milk, which is what you want. Whereas almond's like a bit dirty and soy is just a bit like bleh, gross. Yeah. Oat milk, selling it. Try it in your coffee today.
Okay.
Done. Well, let's get a sponsorship for next week. We're good.
Can I ask a question in regards to oat milk? What is it?
Sure.
Because oats don't produce milk. So what is it?
Oh, come on, you
You're speaking to someone who's allergic to dairy. I don't know, okay? And I also spoke to...
What do you mean you're allergic to dairy?
I'm allergic to dairy.
So what milk's alternatives do you drink?
I don't have milk. I'm an adult.
You don't have smoothies? You don't have tea, coffee?
I'm not a cat, no.
What? Cats don't drink smoothies or have a tea or coffee?
I don't know. I don't drink milk. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink tea.
Well, you've got to try some oat milk. In the next week, you've got to try coffee with oat milk.
He doesn't drink coffee.
I'm good. Yeah, I don't drink coffee.
You're a weirdo.
Is that because you don't have milk?
That's because I don't like the taste of it.
A baby.
What?
I'm not a baby.
You're a baby. Yeah, you're a baby.
I'm a grown boy, thank you. Now listen, where does it come from? I genuinely want to know.
Where does it come from, Joel? It's oats. It's oats. It's
okay,
oats.
But how does that become milk? There's obviously some sort of process where the oats become milk.
Fuck.
Because it's not real milk. It's obviously not real milk. It's not got dairy in it.
I said a milk alternative. Obviously, a milk alternative. It's not milk, but it's a milk alternative.
It's not called oat milk alternative.
If you get oats and you like mix it all up, like smoosh it and just blend it all up, it gets all
lots of oats.
Yeah, but liquid
it would become like sawdust.
No, it's got you're really annoying me now.
Maybe we'll talk about this up here.
Yeah, I think so. No, the amount of people we just lost is, I mean, there would have been maybe two to begin with, but they've gone. They have
all the oat milk companies listening to this right now need to send us some samples so we can give it to Joel and he can find out how good it is.
Okay, I'm not denying the fact that it might be the most delicious drink in the world. I just don't know why it's called milk if it's not milk.
But why is milk called milk? This is just a question on language. That's just stupid.
Can I tell you something?
No, I don't know. I'm actually furious.
All right. We'll discuss this in another future time.
So, it doesn't make me angry at all. It makes you guys angry. That makes me want to keep going. So, how are you guys?
So what do you do with your life then? If you don't drink tea, you don't drink coffee, you are allergic to milk and you live in your room...
That's it. You just summed up my life. I don't know what else can I say.
We love you anyway, Joel.
Thank you.
Oh, do we? I think you speak for yourself there.
No, he said we. How are you, Gabby? What's happening?
I'm good. I've actually been loving being back in the city because I can get my strong oat flat white at most cafes. So being in the inner west is a dream. I've also living up to my lesbian status and playing a lot of tennis. So,
I didn't know that was associated with lesbian.
Well, that's because you're not a lesbian. So I've played tennis like 3 times in the last like 3 days. So that's every day.
Are you getting good?
I'm addicted. I'm getting good and I've also got tennis elbow. And I didn't know that was a thing, but it's a bloody thing and it's painful.
Where have you got it?
And I've... In my wrist. No, I've got it in my elbow, like in that joint, in that tendon that kind of comes across your elbow. And then it's also in my wrist. And I think it's just because I'm over rotating. I don't think I'm doing it properly. But
are you stretching? You're not young anymore, Gab. You've got to do stretches and
I know. I know. I definitely know that I'm not young anymore. It doesn't take much to, after a couple of games, I'm like, alrighty then, time for a beer.
Well, at least you're being sporty because, you know, Joel and I aren't.
No. Well, look, the gyms have opened
up. Well, have
up
you ever been?
Back in New South Wales.
Yes, they have. They if have. Which so is sure interesting. All those gym junkies now back on the Instagram showing us their rigs.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
What would they have done that whole time?
Yeah, seriously. What would they have done?
Taking photos of Chris Hemsworth and posted them.
Yeah. So you've been up to nothing, Joel. Mick, I've you're on fire and I've been playing tennis. So.
Nothing. The gym's open.
They're all caught up.
Yeah. Good catch up, everyone. We should do it over coffee.
See
next
you guys.
Time.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Has there been any sport, Joel?
There has been a bit. I'll start with a bit of good news. Because that's not something.
I want the bad news first.
Oh, I actually don't have bad news. It's just good news. And I think normally sport is bad news, but this is something not associated with sport, which is good news. So I'll bring that to you. In a survey of 4,830.
Oh, I love a survey.
Do you? Okay. That's the good news. There was a survey. In a survey of 4,832 Aussies and New Zealanders conducted by True North Research, people were asked which teams engendered, is that a word? I've written it down like I know it. Engendered the greatest level of pride, trust, enjoyment, respect, and bond. The top four teams were all Australian women's sporting teams. The top one was taken out by the Cricketers, and then the Matildas, and then the Sevens team, and then the Netball Diamonds. So there you go.
They are the what? There you go. They epitomise like the most.
So yeah, pride, trust, enjoyment, respect, and bond.
Wow, good girls. Teams,
that includes any like sporting, like just you know individual teams, not just Australian teams, and even New Zealand teams because they were involved with this as well. Top four, all women's sporting teams. Whoa.
So basically we're saying that sport is played best by women and we trust their teams and
yes,
we see them as highlighting the best bits of our sport. Is that
we're most proud of them and we get the most enjoyment out of watching them.
There you go.
So why aren't they on the screens more and why is there no money being flooded back into them?
Good question. Great question.
It will never be answered.
The Wallabies were ranked 12th, which is way too high, I think. Of the individual sporting teams, Hobart Hurricanes came out on top. And that's it.
The Hobart Hurricanes?
It's a cricket team, yeah. Okay, in NRL, it happened. Finally, a game had to be finally. It was bound to happen. A game had to be postponed due to COVID-19. There's a game meant to be played on Sunday night. No, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and it had to get moved to Monday because one of the players' kids went to a school where the teacher got coronavirus.
Oh, I did not hear this.
So everyone had to go in and get tested and do all this sort of stuff.
Oh, God, man. I reckon they'd be over it by now, hey?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it's just...
The good thing is that we're not getting too many cases and we can track them pretty easily. But, this sort of thing will probably keep happening, hey? Because if there's any contact at all, then...
It's going to be happening until we get a vaccine. Because, we can't... There's just a lot of the cases are coming in from overseas that we're testing in New South Wales. Like, we're doing an amazing job in New South Wales, there's no doubt about it, but... It's just going to be impossible to.
But in New Zealand's pretty much.
To and fro.
Yeah. New Zealand's pretty much free of the virus, so we can get to New Zealand. Yeah, but we know exactly where they came from. So.
Yeah. It's just going to be this like constant vigilant. Everyone needs to be onto it. Like, I feel like you still have to be vigilant about it. Otherwise.
Totally.
Yeah. But I just mean like they must be over it. It must be really draining and hard, just like it is for everyone, regardless of what you're doing. But for them, especially, because they're quite restricted, right, and what they can do.
It's still a bubble. God.
Yes.
And they have to get tested still super frequently, which just getting that jab in the nose. Whew.
You've had it, right, Gab?
Oh, yeah.
No, Rosie has, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll regularly just tick things up my nose anyway. Oh, I did get a thing stuck up my nose last week. That was really exciting.
What was it?
I had a camera went up here and went through my nose into my mouth and I had a look at my tonsils.
You've had it. Did they record it?
Remember, we've all three of us now have how weirdly had that procedure done.
I've got bulky tonsils.
Tonsils? Do you mean your tonsils? Or do you vocal cords?
My bulky tonsils, they're really big. And the guy said, look, they're really big. You might want to get them out. And I was like, I don't want to get them out. Do I have to get them out? I was like, no. But they might cause you problems later in life. I'm like, oh, okay.
How much? I mean, you're pretty much through your life, Mick. So it's
not. Fucking hell. Oh, no. Rightio.
You're right.
Next topic.
Okay. Well, we'll continue with rugby league for a little bit longer.
Better yours.
So, yeah, look, we'll get to that in a sec. Roosters in their last three games have scored 129 points to 18. That's quite a lot. Every team has now won a game.
Guess who
they play? Oh, yes. We'll get to that. Keep going.
I won't interrupt you. Sorry.
Actually, we won't get to it. I haven't written it down. I have. Every team has now won a game, but only one team has won all their games. And that is...
Para!
The Slippery Eels.
Para! Yes, first time since 1986 we've won five games in a row, and that year we won the premiership. So, okay.
Did you win them all at the start of the year?
4 years later. No, I'm saying, well, no, yeah. What? Yeah, we won the first five games of the year in 1986.
Okay.
Boring!
I'm very excited because that potentially could mean two of my teams win something this year, because we'll talk about Liverpool later, but... my mind is blowing just a little bit at how good Parramatta are going. But, wait, yeah, we've got the Roosters this week, so we'll see.
How much longer do we have the NRL season?
Till October? November.
Yeah.
Okay. So you still have a way to go, Mick?
Yes, Gabby, of course.
Okay,
I'm
just trying to understand.
And Gabby,
I'm just trying to understand.
Even if they win the grand final this year, asterisk.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Not a normal season. Not a normal season. All right. The AFL returned last week. It worked.
Yeah.
After months away, semi-new-look AFL returned. The first game back, bizarrely, ended in a 36-point draw.
That's a weird game.
Yeah.
Way to come back and have a draw. And then the weird thing was, because they also have the fake crowd, and so when the siren went for the end of the game, there was a big cheer. As people were like, yeah, I bet on a draw or whatever. Like, no team won.
What happens in a stadium when there's usually a draw? Like, is this no one cheer?
No, not really. I mean, if it's a home game for a team and they've come back from like 100 points, then you would cheer because you'd be ecstatic that they did something. Mm. But just the 36-all draw, you're kind of nothing.
The AFL really should change that
rule.
Don't
you do overtime in AFL?
They really should. They really should have a golden goal. Like, just go for another 5 minutes each way, and the first person to get a goal wins. I just don't know why they don't do that. It's crazy. They have changed the rule.
They do in finals, though, don't they? In AFL.
Well, they've only just changed the rule that you can't get a draw in a grand final now in AFL. I think they changed it a year or two ago. But that's only because they had a drawn grand final, like, you know,
that's right,
5-6 years ago.
Yep.
I guess it's pretty uncommon, is it?
Pretty uncommon.
It would be.
I only get one or two a year, if that.
Yeah. Mick,
speaking of AFL.
Yes.
No, wait. They changed that rule. They've changed the tackle rule, right? Because what's his face? Smashed him to the ground with pinned his arm back and smashed him to the ground.
Yep. No. Sling tackles.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad, but it didn't look intentional.
The thing is, I mean, we're making these contact sports less and less contact, which is pretty interesting. But we're just trying to avoid injuries that can affect long-term affect players. And I get it. But, yeah. I mean, it is sanitizing the game a lot. I mean, the league has had a lot of rules. No more shoulder charges, no more smooshing people's faces into the ground, you know, all that sort of stuff.
I think it's a good thing. Like, we've spoken a lot about brain injuries and there's been a lot of court cases and class action cases against these codes because of the poor treatment of pretty bad concussions.
That's it. You can have a good sport without killing people.
It must be hard though to readjust the way that you play the game. I mean, this is a bit different because that tackle was pretty bad, but yeah, anyway, interesting. It's changing. It's a changing.
Mick, Premier League
started just a night or two ago. As I'm pretty excited because Liverpool are two games away from winning the Premiership, but we're playing out the whole season. Like, it's still, you know, a good 80 odd games to go between all the teams. But it started out with Man City beating Arsenal 3-0, in which Arsenal were just horrendously bad. But there was another game as well where the goal line technology was a bit controversial. So it's apparently like a chip in the ball, which is supposed to sense when the ball goes completely over the line. And then it vibrates like a watch on a referee's hand to tell him that the ball's gone over the line or not.
Yeah.
But it didn't go off because it got confused about, you know, where he was and the post and the other player.
It's a bizarre thing to see. So what happened is the Sheffield United goalkeeper, he like catches the ball right on the line. And then his defender sort of slightly pushes him in, and then he kind of like falls back into the net. And it's like, well, that's 100% a goal. Like, it's so obvious. And there's like 20 different VR cameras, and it didn't buzz off on his wrist, and he has to go off those cameras.
It's so weird. So they couldn't use VAR to prove that it went over the line. They could only use the Hawkeye technology, and Hawkeye didn't go off. So it wasn't a goal, and it was 0-0 the game.
Wow.
It says under the protocol, the VAR is able to check goal situations. However, due to the fact that the on-field match officials did not receive the signal and that the unique nature of that VAR did not intervene. It's so weird. It's like, don't you have sideline refs that can just be like, goal?
They used to, but they trust Hawkeye now. And Hawkeye have now apologized and said, maybe you bugged up with the technology. So who knows? Maybe they'll fix it up. But EPL's back, which is exciting. We got NBA back on July 31st. I don't know.
A-League back, July 16th.
Rugby's back. Yeah, Union's back with the Aussie comp. A-League, yeah. Things are happening.
It's all happening.
Yeah. The US Open has got its dates. It's going to be happening.
Okay.
November. But unfortunately, which is really sad news, is that they have scrapped wheelchair tennis.
Yes.
And Dylan Allcott is absolutely furious, which
100%. Because this was going to be his last year. Like, I was pretty sure he was going to retire this year. So this was going to be his big last chance to win.
Yeah. So it's really sad because, you know, they made the decision that it was, you know, not on. They had no one there that was capable of representing anyone from wheelchair tennis to make that decision. And as Dylan Allcott says, you know, it's up to me if I want to play or not. And, you know, the repercussions of being in a situation where COVID is around. I think it's really just terrible. No, it's like blatant discrimination.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible really idea. Sad.
Terrible.
And it's, again, just, you know, goes to show the lack of sort of insight and sort of, injustice and discrimination that's happening in some of these big sporting leagues. It's terrible. I mean, I don't know. To be fair, though, I wouldn't want to go to the bloody US. It's just a nightmare over there at the moment with COVID and
shit. It's only going to get worse too, I reckon.
Also, that's really sad. Did you see golfer Colin Morikawa? I can't pronounce his name. Excuse my mispronunciation, but he missed a very close putt and he lost $800,000.
Oh, $800,000.
Like, I'm talking like a couple of inches. And he missed it.
How did he use a driver?
It was like, it was so, you have to watch the video because it's like, mate, I could have done that.
I'll look that up. Was it for a tournament or something and he missed it?
Yeah, some golfing tournament that I know nothing about. And then I was like, I want to play golf. $800,000. Give me
golf
the money.
Is where the money is. Golf is where the money is. Super quick game. Cocktail or bone? I've only got time for one question. So we did this game last week. I'm going to say either a cocktail or a horse. You tell me which it is. Northern.
This isn't fair though, because Mick has a my little pony collection. He knows them all.
Northern Dancer, a thoroughbred who in 1964 became the first Canadian bred horse to win the Kentucky Derby, or a shot of chilled vodka mixed with a little bit of dry vermouth.
Horse.
No, I reckon it's the vermouth.
It's the horse.
Yeah, baby.
Gabby wins. Again.
All right, that's the end of the show. I can't believe it.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys. Very
good to see you.
Yeah, bye.
Nice to see everybody. Stay sporty.
Bye.
It's
bye.
My line, not yours. It's mine.
It's mine. I made it up. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.